Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to anyone who really cares to listen to my booms. This is Jared Chica, a.k.a. Jim and Jerry. I actually prefer to be called Jerry, but that's okay. At any rate, I don't know if I should say I'm the proud owner yet. May's kind of permanently loaning, giving, whatever you want to call it. But at any rate, I've kind of got a Braille display hooked up to my desktop now. The Apex is hooked up. I'm getting used to learning how to do this. I used to use a Braille note a very long time ago as a Braille display. That was kind of interesting. At any rate, there are some things I'd like to be able to do from time to time, and I don't know if there's anyone out there who might be able to offer little pieces of input, what they have found works for them. Maybe some things that I can go read on the internet. But at any rate, like, some of the things I'd like to be able to do is in programs when I highlight something, or when I press a time remaining key in Studio, for example, it tells me, JAWS says how much time is remaining. Well, that's great, but the display doesn't show it in real time, if that makes sense. And I was hoping I could be able to do that. I guess one of my very first questions would be, what is the best mode to use and why? Structured, line, or speech? Right now I've got it in speech. I turned off 8-dot mode. I tried using line and structured, and it looks like the 8-dot mode, even though you've told it not to use it, it looks like it still does in those two modes. Speech does not, but in the line and structured, it does for some really weird reason. Also, being able to use the Apex's keyboard. I can use the arrow keys. I might be able to use the enter key. I haven't tried that yet. But I know I can use the arrow keys, and it passes it through to the PC. However, if I try pressing letters on the Apex, I've got it's the Apex QT. So I've got an actual keyboard. But if I push letters, it doesn't take them. So I was wondering if there's a way to do that. Because then, I could, for the most part, use the Apex's keyboard instead of an actual computer keyboard. Alt-F4 you can't do because, well, there is no function keys on an Apex. If anyone has any little helpful things that they could kind of point me to, that would be great. Especially using it with JAWS. I'm not going to even try Window Eyes yet. Could, I suppose, but Window Eyes, in my opinion, is still a little slow, and Windows Explorer kind of annoys me. At any rate, if anyone could, kind of give me some tips and whatnot, that would be cool. So I could see, timers. And when I say timers, I mean like count, if there's a countdown thingy in, like the remaining time on a current track, I would like to see it in real time, not just see, okay, the speech says 1:23, but on the display, could I get it to show me, 1:22, 1:21, 1:20, 1:19, etc. A count up timer, how much time has elapsed, little things like that. With that, I'll just end this real quick, but if anyone has any pointers or anything with the Apex, that would be great. Maybe some of the, maybe a lot of things are universal with different Braille displays, so I don't know. At any rate, thank you for listening.